I'm Katie Gilkey with today's Land and Livestock Report. In recent weeks, a Colorado bill, H.R. 17-1234, was defeated. It was a bill that would have reinstated country of origin labeling information for Colorado consumers. Colorado Cattlemen's Association Executive Vice President Terry Fankhauser provides an overview.
Colorado had a piece of legislation. That piece of legislation simply said that a label through a placard at a retail level would be put on for born, raised, and processed equaling U.S. beef. Everything else would have to be labeled according to the imported country that it came from. The legislation didn't entertain any methodology to get us there. We don't have the traceability to get us there. It is illegal under the 1906 Meat Act in interstate commerce to have states do labeling. It's been proven repeatedly, and other states have tried to do this. So we can't, regardless of sentiment and pride in our product, which we have in a U.S. product, we can't incur exorbitant expense and liability from other states just to label a product because we think that that's going to mean something that will offset all of that cost at litigation. So we oppose the bill. The bill subsequently died in the Colorado legislature.
That's today's Land and Livestock Report.
I'm Katie Gilkey with Ag Information Network of the West.